This is the Murphy, Sam, and Jody Weekend Replay Podcast, picking out some of our favorite moments from this past week, and it starts now. Hope you had a great long weekend, and, you know, this is our first day back since Jody won her Gracie. We were traveling last week. In case you missed the After the Show podcast on Friday, by the way, you can get, you know, some of the
highlights,
favorite moments
backstory.
And highlights, yeah, from that.
Yeah, I learned a lot about Gracie Allen, actually, because of this, more than I ever knew before. Who, you know, the award is named after. What an amazing woman.
When time goes by like that, and you're talking about somebody who's my grandparents' age, or really, I guess, even older than that.
Yes.
You have to tell the story, because it's not readily known today that these were, you know, famous. And her husband lived to be 100. She died in her early 50s, I think. But she was a pioneer, much like Lucille Ball in the 1950s.
She was a baddie.
In the 40s and 50s, was. Really. Yeah, exactly.
She was a baddie.
Her husband, by the way, George Burns.
I know right. it. I know it.
God.
He adored her. I want to tell you guys, though, this. When we arrived in L.A. to head to that awards that night, one of the first things on the ride from, you arrived before us, Sam. Murphy and I arrived later, and by the hair of our chinny chin chins, made it. Thanks to travel, planes, trains, and automobiles basically happened to us that day.
Yeah.
But when we landed in L.A. and we're leaving the airport heading to Beverly Hills for this, thinking I wasn't going to make it, I look up and Murphy's like, oh, is that the building from Die Hard? I'm like, Nakatomi Plaza.
Oh, wow.
And it was. And I took a picture of it and sent it to Taylor and Phoebe, our daughters. Mm-hmm. Because we literally just showed them Die Hard at Christmas last year, and they did love it. Like, Phoebe loves Alan Rickman, loved Alan Rickman, I should say. Anyway, so I sent them the picture of Nakatomi Plaza, and it's like the Fox Building now.
Yeah.
And I sent it, and I said, "Look, Nakatomi Plaza," and I hashtag Die Hard. And Phoebe sent back, she's so funny, "Yippee-ki-yay!"
Yeah.
Wait, "Yippee-ki-yay, mother," because I'm her mother.
That's sweet.
Anyway, that was fun. I know you had said, Sam, that you enjoyed just being there and seeing sights that you've seen and heard about forever. You were definitely a tourist.
Oh,
Sam
yeah.
took pictures of everything, and
yeah.
that's
I walked
cool.
past this cactus garden and took pictures of. It was mm-hmm. just like, it was nice to get out, and the weather was nice, too.
Right, right. I thought it was kind of fun for us to spend time like that together, the three of us.
Yeah.
That it was so different. We've never done anything like that together, and we probably never will again.
And how many stars did you see?
We saw a few at the
Gracies.
No,
I mean walking around.
None.
Me either.
It's okay.
Everybody said, well, yeah, you're going to see celebrities walk down this street and that street. We didn't see any, which is, you know.
It's okay.
It's fine. It was still fun.
Yeah.
What college majors make the most money when you graduate college? But before we list them out and tell you, for the kids listening, younger people listening, or anybody who's interested in this, I just want to say, just because these things, you know, I'll give you a list of like three, it doesn't mean you need to go into that if that's not your jam.
Yeah.
You know, because then you'd be unhappy.
Yes.
And you know what you choose to do with your life has a huge impact on how happy you are, what you end up doing on the daily. Everybody has to work. You're not going to get away from that. You've got to do something with your life, mm-hmm. and you're going to have to pay bills. But you need to find, and it needs to be something that you're interested in.
Yeah.
That's your jam.
And it's tough enough to find something rewarding once you're looking anyway. I mean, a lot of people are in situations where they're earning a living, not necessarily in their favorite line of work.
You know? Of course. Mm-hmm. That's why they say, you know, it's okay to change and always be trying to find yourself. All right, so the top majors that make the most money, they're all STEM, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, you know, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. Those big four, you go into those careers, boom, you're making six figures in the first two or three years.
Any
out
kind
of
engineer and like computer programming, computer
right.
science. Yeah.
Yeah. But if I'm saying that and you're hearing it and you're like, oh, that's not me, that's okay. It doesn't mean you can't have a beautiful life. Just wanted to throw that out.
It also doesn't mean that once you get to college, if you haven't started yet, that won't appeal to you.
Right.
I mean, you may take a course in math just because you need an elective and go, wow, this is pretty good. I think I'll lean towards this more.
Right. Do you know, we have a friend, Murphy, and I had this conversation with her, and it's something I never knew. And we were talking at a party, and you were on the other side of the room, so I don't think you heard this conversation. Our friend, Rusty, who was going to medical school Her parents wanted her to be a pediatrician, and she was almost done. And she was like, this is not for me.
She changed her mind.
And she changed her mind and her major, and she probably upset her family greatly. But she actually likes what she does today, which I couldn't tell you what it is. But it's kind of like mapping and drafting and things like that. That's sort of what she does, right? I know she's not a pediatrician.
Have you, has Phoebe started writing her thank you notes for graduation gifts?
She has. I don't know how many. I know she sent one out early on, and I think there's another one written somewhere, but yes.
Maddie and Parker, you know, since they both graduated 2 days apart, they're at the same time doing that. And
nice.
Their mom posted on her Facebook page the other day something I just have to share because it'll explain exactly who my twins are.
Yes.
She said that she explained to both of them the importance of thank you notes. Maddie got it immediately and went upstairs to write all of her notes and came downstairs with all of them in envelopes and stamped, ready to mail. But that's how she is.
Man.
She's got a task. She'll just like, I got to do it and I'm going to do it.
Wow.
Parker went into his room. He came out frustrated and said, can I just send a text message?
Oh, no. Oh.
That is Parker.
Yeah.
That is perfect, Parker.
Well, I will just say a text message is better than nothing, but it should be something handwritten, even if it's short.
And, you know, I get the formalities of it and all that, but it shows you that whatever communication style you're most comfortable with is probably going to be the best one for you to use because you'll be most genuine, you know?
What she added on here was the thing is a text from Parker is a big deal.
Which
is true, because when I text Parker, it takes like 4 or 5 to get a response.
Right.
Oh, really?
So to get a text from Parker when he's not asking for something is unusual.
It's a big deal. I will say this. If thank you notes make you uncomfortable, two things. Don't be overwhelmed. Don't think it has to be some sort of Emily Post, some sort of, you know, long, drawn-out novella. It doesn't. A couple of lines, what you got, why you're grateful for it, you know, thank you.
That's it.
Yeah.
The other thing is remember a time in your life when you got something that was handwritten, some sort of thing. Think about what that meant. Yeah. You want to convey that. You want to give that for whatever graduation gift you got.
Even if it's just one or two lines, it's really, it gets the point across.
It's acknowledgement. Mm-hmm. Yes.
As we've said, you know, we're back and live and in person today. Jody's, you know, Gracie Award was what took place last week, and then we were traveling together, and it was a wonderful event. I'm very proud of you.
It's a shame they didn't let you bring it back with you.
Oh, stop it. The Gracie? I don't know where I'm going
to
keep it.
You know what? I mean, that thing was so heavy. Jody didn't want me to to put it in.
In
the check bag. She didn't want to put it through that. Yeah. So we did carry on. And that thing is very heavy.
But it came in its box, so it was protected. And I just don't know where I'm going to keep her yet. Where do you keep something like that? I know everybody says it's a professional award, keep it at work. I don't think so. I think I want it at home. I want her at home with me. I want to take her to the grocery store. I didn't want to put her down. She's so cool.
Well, she kind of looks like an ice cream scoop. So
she does. You know, when I saw the first one while we were at the banquet or the gala, I thought, this looks like an ice cream cone. But I am not going to open my mouth because this is Jody's special night.
It depends on the angle and the way the light's shining on it. If you're holding, honestly, the only reason I thought that is I saw somebody holding theirs upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that,
ice cream.
Yeah. Like, I want to say this for all the women. The red carpet experience. How long do you think I was on the red carpet? 3 minutes?
Not
less,
long at all.
2 minutes?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's how it goes. I will never do that again. I've never done that before. And you cannot know what that's like until you're on it. I barely made it. You guys know we almost didn't make it to the ceremony. So I was at the last 5 minutes. They were about to close the red carpet. And they said, oh, hi, Jody. Here you are. Here you go. And I walked onto it. And I could not believe the amount of light. And I could not believe the amount of photographers.
Yeah.
And they are told who you are. There's a person there running the whole carpet. And this is Jody. And I walk on into the site. And they tell me where to stand. And it's like, Jody, they're calling your name, and you look, and they shoot you. And the next person, Jody, right here, look here. And it's insane for 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. And then it's over. and then you walk away.
Did you
and
do
like,
just all
what just all, happened?
All glamour poses, or did you do any Sam poses, like funny faces?
No,
or
I did. I'm not Sam.
No.
I did Jody.
I didn't
and
know how
you
they,
guys know me.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things in the world is to dress up. I loved being in that dress. I didn't want to take it off.
I know. You looked beautiful.
But I love being dressed up. And so it was just crazy. It happened so quickly. I don't even remember posing. I remember shoulders back, you know, and stand up straight. I remember that. And I just smiled and looked at, tried to be natural. But it's such a fast, crazy thing. You cannot believe it. And it's over in 2 seconds.
Social Media Connect.
Love hearing from you on Facebook and Instagram. Speaking of it, I'll go Facebook Live tonight.
Yes.
I may be at home like in a t-shirt and jeans, but I'm going to teach you some glam lessons that I learned last week. When we were doing our big formal night, I had some glam lessons.
Where at?
At the salon.
Oh, in the spa. Yeah.
At the salon.
You actually learned some new tricks, you mean?
Yeah.
That I think all women... I already thought you were an expert. I mean, I say expert. You've just... You're makeup savvy, so I didn't know that.
I'm glad that you think that.
I do.
But I'll just share some glam lessons, a few things I learned from the hairstylist and the makeup artist. If you ever have a special occasion to get ready for what I learned that I'm so glad I didn't try to do on my own.
I'm surprised Murphy didn't give you the usual line. You're beautiful enough as it is. You didn't need all that.
Guess what?
Well, actually, one thing I do think Jody is great at is Jody is not an overdoer of makeup. Mm-hmm. And that looks beautiful on you.
I really love makeup, but I don't like it when it's too much either. So it's one of those little places that, I mean, women make that decision every day.
And yeah, it depends on the person.
There's no wrong way to do it.
Yeah.
It's only how you feel.
Right.
If you feel right with a lot or none or a little or a natural look, then you rock that. But anyway, I did learn some really cool things from Glam Team, which I will share tonight during my Facebook Live.
Okay.
It's funny because I have a comment here off of Facebook from Dina about your look. Wowza, you picked the right red. Congrats. And there's a couple of lips on there.
She means the lip color.
Yeah.
I wore.
Because I know you were trying that out like 2 weeks before.
I went with the bold classic red. Also from our Facebook page, this is from Wendy. Speaking of Tina Turner, we were talking about her, of course, last week because we lost her. Mm. The world did. My husband got to dance with her on stage at a concert in Tallahassee.
Mm. That's cool.
He was in high school and his best friend was in a wheelchair. A police officer saw them and took them to the front row. She then invited them on stage. Oh,
wow.
Can you imagine being on stage
dancing with Tina Turner?
To her?
Yeah.
Legend. And do you know that I've tried for like 3 nights in a row to, on my Kindle, get I, Tina, the book that was written by Kurt Loder.
It's the one that the documentary is based on?
Yeah, the movie, the biopic.
Oh, the biopic.
And I read it years ago, and I can't find it. It's like it's not there.
Really?
And that's the one, because that's how she told her life story, which then became the movie. I'm on a search for it. Thank you for that, Wendy. Murphy and I are starting to feel... in little bits and pieces, the empty nest thing. And I don't even like those words, empty nest. You know, I don't like that.
Because Murphy's still
it's a
there.
Term.
Right, that's true. It's not totally empty.
Right. I know. It's just a smaller nest, right? It's a nest where they come back all the time and hit the pantry, too. Anyway, I am looking forward to one part of it, portion of it. And I don't think I'm that different, you know, than a lot of moms and dads with this. Well, we'll get to it.
Technically, you're not empty nest yet.
No. Phoebe doesn't move out until the end of summer.
Right.
But she's already dabbling. Wouldn't you say like 3 nights this week she went and stayed with Taylor anyway?
Yeah. So our oldest Taylor, you know, who's been in college now for a couple of years, has her own place. Phoebe has actually gone to spend the night. And they're going to be roommates.
Mm-hmm. Which roomies is even, again.
Right.
So funny. When they brought that idea, I thought, Phoebe, you need to check with Taylor on this. And Taylor said, it was my idea. Yeah.
So come the end of July... yes, it will be just me and Jody in
and
the house.
Dogs. Okay, and so one of my favorite things in the house is dinner time when we all, you know, just converge on the table. And I've been cooking dinner for years, and I do love that. Just the other night, they were both there, and Phoebe had just seen The Little Mermaid with her friends, and we were talking about it. She was telling us all about
live
it.
Live action
was,
one.
Yeah, and she was like, Mom, it was great. It was this, it was that, but King Triton. And I was like, what's wrong with King Triton? And it's Javier Bardem who plays him.
It's his voice.
She said, should have been Jason Momoa. And I'm like, yes, You're my child.
Yeah, but you can't. You can't do that. That's crossing universes.
I don't care
Jason
about
Momoa
that.
Was Aquaman.
Little wow. Mermaid would make even more money if Jason Momoa was Aquaman. I mean, Keith Triton.
Yeah, hence the reason I wasn't involved in any of that conversation the other night because I didn't get that.
The kind of fun combos that we have that we won't. In fact, the last time it was just you and me for dinner, crickets.
Crickets.
All day long here. It's crickets at home.
I told you
was your day, Murphy? Yeah. Fine. How was yours? Fine.
Just like it was when I saw you earlier today.
Sam sure was funny today.
Yes, he potatoes.
What I am looking forward to is that I will not be cooking as much. I will not be having to cook as much.
What's Murphy got to do?
I brought home chicken last night. Nothing makes him happier than that, right?
Yeah,
warm,
you keep me occupied
bucket
for
of chicken.
A good 30 minutes, yeah.
If you're dating and single, this is going to be interesting to you. And probably...
Well,
you
Sam's single, just not dating.
I know.
Take notes just in case?
Yeah.
All right.
What if you say you're not dating, but if someone turns your head and you feel bold enough to ask them out, boom, you're dating again. Okay. And if they say yes.
Well, I'll notify you first when the change of status.
You don't need to notify me, except that I answer a lot of our messages on Facebook and Instagram. Yeah. And we do get asked a lot if Sam is single and dating.
Sam is single, like Murphy said.
Single,
not dating.
Okay. 19 minutes is the time that it takes, the length of time, less than 20 minutes, basically, when you're on a first date to decide whether you would want a second or not, a second date. And I think... that's probably absolutely accurate. Mm-hmm. It only takes about 20 minutes to know whether you'd want to spend more time with this person or not. Mm-hmm. A first date can last 2-3 hours, but you know within the first 20-ish or less.
I'd say less.
Yeah, you'd say
less. Yeah, I guess it would be a warning sign if you're ready to go home after 10 minutes.
If you're ready to go home, it's
not
going to
work out.
Do you feel spark? Are you interested? All of that. I think that's so cool. Because getting a date with someone, there's still a blank canvas to you. You still don't know them. It takes time to sit and talk with
someone. Yeah, you can't really truly assess an entire personality in 20 minutes, but I can see how that little subtle connection thing,
right?
That if it's not there...
As impatient a person as I am, I'm probably less than that.
Yeah, how did that work for y'all? Was it 20 minutes?
It wasn't. Nothing was normal with us. Oh. You know that. Yeah. We worked together here, so there was no normal courtship between Murphy and I. It was work in here, on the DL, all that.
Don't sound so enthusiastic.
No, it was just, I can't tell you that story. Yeah. The other thing I can say, and I think that singles would find this interesting, top three things you are most looking for in that first date. Okay? Like what you want from that person sitting across from you. Number one, manners. Number two, mm-hmm. personality.
Definitely.
100%.
Yeah, big time.
And number three, conversation skills.
I'd put personality one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know. All right. Ladies, take notes.
No.
Personality one. Not that he's dating. We learned earlier that it takes less than 20 minutes, about 19 minutes average, for a single person on a first date to decide whether they would want a second date with the person they're with. And that's
an interesting number to me. You know,
well,
I mean,
less than 20 is what that means.
Yeah. I mean, logically, I guess that makes sense, but God, there's so many different factors in that. You know,
20 minutes is a long time to spend talking to one person.
But what if somebody's kind of shy like Sam, which I know is hard for everybody to believe, because Sam, in front of a microphone and here in the room, is very comfortable, but one-on-one...
He's a wallflower.
What we found out, too, from this, and I want to touch on it because of you, Sam, being the single one here, single but not dating...
Yes.
...currently, what people are looking for on that first date... Three things. Number one, manners.
Yeah.
You're great with manners.
Yeah, you are. You're very
overly, really good. You have good manners. Personality. Yeah. You have a good personality.
Yes.
Really. Well, in fact, personality might be first.
When it comes out, yes.
Yes. And number three, conversation skills.
Okay.
And this is where you think you have a deficit.
I do have a deficit, but I do have to clear something up. When it's the three of us or I'm in a group and stronger conversational personalities are present.
Oh, no.
They take over, and I'm like, I back off because I don't have anything to add, or if I do, I add it. Whereas in a dating situation, and this has happened when you're one-on-one, I'm more comfortable that way.
Good.
In the social realm.
Good.
Oh, are you really? Okay.
Yeah.
I always thought it was the opposite because you always thrive to me in a group. You feed off of the energy of the group.
Well, but, like in the group, if I'm up on the stage in the group, I can do that.
Fabulous.
But it's like if the three of us are talking to some big wig or two or three people, you know, I'm
really?
I'm just like, yeah.
I've seen it happen. We've seen it happen.
Yeah.
I've seen it happen. In fact, the most interesting case is when somebody else is funny. Oh, if somebody else is funny.
Every time she brings this up.
Well,
yeah, no
it's
kidding.
Just, I was like, what happened to Sam? And then I realized, oh, that other dude was really funny. Well, it broke my heart because he wasn't funnier than you.
But you have to let that person have their time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it's just like a bunch of comedians trying to one-up each other. After a while, it's like, geez, stop.
Tiring.
Yeah, right. You do your thing, and when we get finished, and I'll go back to doing my thing.
Okay. So you do, out of all these three things, manners, personality, and convo skills, you need work on your conversation skills. But where are you stronger, one-on-one date or in a group?
Conversationally, one-on-one date.
You're strong.
Yes, when I'm the one in charge and I don't have any competition.
Competition?
Oh, Lord.
It. That's it. So clear to me now.
How much do I owe you, Jody?
It's Grateful Friday, so jump in and let us know what little and big things you are grateful for. 877-310-4MSJ, or of course you can do that online.
Social Media Connect.
Kelly says a Friday off is what she's grateful for, and to have lunch with my adult son. He cut lilacs. Is it lilacs?
Lilacs.
Lilacs for me, and gave them. Oh, that's beautiful. Fresh flowers. Kelly, congrats on that. This is an email, guys, that came to murphysamandjody.com from Briley. Dear Murphy, Sam, and Jody, I like your show. Huh. My mom and I will be making your lemonade recipe this summer, and I will be selling it in my driveway.
Awesome.
What did you charge for a cup? Happy summer. Love, Briley. Ah, Briley, when I helped Taylor and Phoebe make that lemonade, it's like a three ingredient. It's lemons, water, and like a simple syrup that you make with sugar and water. Because of the lemons and the fresh ingredients, we were like $1 a cup. Yeah. It was like $1 for a cup.
Yep, fresh squeeze versus country time.
And if you Google it, I remember this, and I Googled it again. Briley, if you are making stuff from scratch, or your mom, or you're doing the hard work, elbows, whatever you call it, grease, you can charge a little more.
Yeah.
You can tell them it's fresh made.
Decent.
$1.
Even $2, I'd pay that for.
Well, exactly.
And not to be that dad, but shouldn't we be adjusting for inflation? Just saying.
Well, yeah, because Jody's talking about, like, what, 5 years ago, ten years ago?
It's 5 years ago, you're right.
I think we're probably around $1.25 right now.
And it depends on the neighborhood, because if you live in a classy neighborhood,
you can charge more.
You can be hitting $3-5 for those babies.
You can bring out that little square thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I take cards.
The other thing is if you're using a mix, though, you know, you might want to charge a little less, because if you're doing a mix, it's okay to do that.
Yeah.
But you can charge less
for
that.
But does the customer really know?
I don't.
I can tell. You can't tell the difference?
You've never been to a lemonade stand with Murph. No.
Seriously, you can't tell the difference between the packaged stuff and real lemonade?
If I stop at a lemonade stand, I'm just doing something nice.
Well, yeah.
It's just lemonade. I don't really put my tongue to it and taste it.
Yeah, but you can tell the difference.
Okay.
This is Murphy. Remember, if he tastes something, he's going to comment on it, even if it's a four-year-old. Briley, we love you. A fair price means a little bit higher if it's fresh made. Keep it coming on Instagram and Facebook. Sometimes you learn things the hard way. In fact, that's the best way to learn things.
Boy,
it's the way it sticks.
It's not the fun way to learn things.
No.
Yes,
no.
It's the way to learn them, unfortunately.
That's why it sticks.
Because
it was no fun, and you don't want to repeat that. Okay, so our Black Lab Edie dog, who's a little cuckoo. Mm-hmm. You know how people can be crazy?
She's the one that follows Murphy everywhere, right?
Dogs can be crazy, too.
She's a sweetheart, but she's definitely touched not the brightest thing there is, you know.
Not at all.
And you know what? I think it's a pretty peaceful existence, clearly, because she just is, you know, dumb as can be, but keeps wagging her tail. She's happy.
Unless a loud noise happens, and then she's upset
for several hours.
But anyway, so she was chewing on a towel. She had it between her paws the other day. Our crazy new dog, Hazel, had taken it out of the laundry room, and Edie found it and was, like, literally sucking on it like a Nunu or something. Aww. It was kind of cute. I remember I told you, like, look,
Oh, yeah. She's so like, look how sweet this is. She's got it between her paws.
And she it looked like a little nanny.
And then, you know, later in the afternoon, Taylor walked up, Edie. And I said, no, but I know Taylor normally we'd take it away, but she's
had
it all day.
It's just too cute.
We're letting her have this rag today. Not a problem.
She's that kind of dog. She needs some sort of comfort object. That's why we throw toys down for her all the time, because she has to have something to make her feel secure.
Comfort objects, though, are better when they can't be destroyed.
Yes. So fast forward, overnight, she messes in her crate, which is super upsetting for her and everyone around, everyone involved. And it's, Murphy's like, I don't understand what's going on. What's going on with her that this happened?
Well, I mean, this has been a good 24 hours. I mean, it's so I just thought she was sick. She was actually sick last week while we were gone for a little while. The girls had issues taking care of her.
Yeah.
But Jody said, well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe she chewed on, swallowed that rag. Maybe that upset her stomach. Okay, maybe.
Just dawned on me that maybe she had ingested some of it.
So I went and was going to clean up said mess.
Yeah.
Which apparently was easy to clean because the rag was built into it, if you know what I mean.
So sad.
Right?
It's a lesson. We tell you this story so know not to give them sweet little new news.
It was it was identifiable. It was quite identifiable.
So did you pick it up and throw it in the washing machine?
No, it disappeared completely.
He gets rid of it for me to handle later.
Exactly. It's Grateful Friday, and, you know, we do that to put a little positivity out there. Everybody could use a little of that.
Well, it's for you to start your day with something you're grateful for as opposed to the problems or the struggles or the hurdles. You know how that goes. So from our Facebook and Instagram pages, we've asked you to tell us about the little and big things, and boy, did you. And I love it when you get specific. Like Peyton says, I'm grateful for the day today that I get to spend with my 7-month-old, even if it's running around to his doctor appointments. Sweet. When they're little like that, I don't know if all moms do this, but this is what I used to do. And I had a conversation with the girls the other day. I used to reach back and touch them all the time. Like when I picked them up in the afternoon in carpool, I'd reach back and just touch their hand because I just wanted to love on them a little bit. And we talked about them remembering that, and they didn't understand. They're like, Mom, I want to play with something. You know, I want to, why? Let go of my hand, Mom.
Do you have a snack?
I used to reach back and grab Maddie's hand and she'd grab mine. I didn't do it with the boys.
You know,
they don't care.
They do.
What do you want, Dad?
They would have loved it. Human touch.
Yeah.
Anyway, enjoy your day, Peyton, and reach back around when you're running around to those doctor's appointments. Not to be unsafe.
Correct.
Take both hands off the wheel.
Amy says, grateful for my job interview today. Good luck, Amy. Be yourself. Remember, you're interviewing them, too. You are.
That's a good way of looking at it.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know what I told Taylor this week? Taylor had a job interview this week, and she said it threw her at the end of the interview for them to say, do you have any questions for us? And she just went blank. It's like, well, always go into one with questions for that you have for them as well. And if they happen to answer it, well, they just say, I only had this one, but you answered it. Right? So you have that in your back pocket?
Yeah.
Yeah. Becky says, I'm grateful to have one more morning and day with my oldest son. He graduates in 15 days. He's going to college out of state. Mm. All these little moments, I'm pocketing them away for when I miss him. Oh, that's a beautiful way to put it. I'm super proud of him and all of his accomplishments. It is not easy letting go of my firstborn baby boy. You don't really ever lose him, though. He's just not in the same zip code.
He'll be back to clean clothes and eat your food.
And to appreciate you more, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
That too.
Thank you, Becky, Peyton, and Amy. Keep it coming to our Facebook and Instagram pages. Sam brought cucumbers today, and I'm so excited. Two fat, beautiful cucumbers.
Wait, did you grow these or buy these?
Good question.
No and no.
Okay.
Next door neighbor, Fred and Paula, the one with the pool that I used to always swim in.
Fred and Paula, bless you.
Well, now you're taking their food?
No, they bring me their food. Paula showed up a couple weeks ago with two cucumbers, not these.
Yay.
And then she sent the grandkids over yesterday with two more cucumbers for Mr. Sam.
See, this is, and do they know that you re-gift?
No, I'm not telling them, so don't say anything.
On
the radio.
Are these the kind of neighbors that are going for that world record length cucumber?
No. These are
very average.
These are very good looking cucumbers.
They are. They're beautiful. They're firm, average. And understand, I am a country girl at heart. I grew up with a garden in my backyard, running around barefoot. And there were always fresh vegetables in the summer.
Yeah.
And so I love being given fresh vegetables at work, especially where I least expect. Okay? I already had some in a salad. Just now, sliced it up.
Part of that was for you, but part of that is for the pickle party. Cucumbers become pickles.
I know that.
So if she was looking at, you know, variety of pickle things, well, cucumber technically is a pickle.
I'm going to tell you.
What Sam is talking about is me and Jody, our daughter Phoebe, is going to have a pickle party.
Tonight, yeah. Here's the deal, though. At our house, nobody loves cucumbers more than our dogs. Do you know that dogs, especially in the summer, love a cucumber treat? A lot of them do.
Oh. Wouldn't expect that, would you, Sam?
No, I need to try that on Gus then.
When Jody starts slicing cucumbers, they come running.
Yeah.
I've never seen anything like it.
If Sparky's in the back of the house and the hall door is closed, I hear him crying, dying. He goes, when he hears me slicing stuff for salad. And if I throw it down there, it's like the greatest thing. He's...
And you can give a
big one or like half of one to a dog, and they'll take it into their crate and like that, like it's solid gold.
Okay, they don't make that noise like from Christmas Vacation, huh?
No, but it's a safe, good thing for them to eat too.
And ranch with it?
No. Oh. And if it's cold on a summer day, even better.